Juba resident Zakaria Agwek, a student of economics at the University of Juba, says one great SPLM-SPLA achievement worth celebrating is that it has delivered a country, the Republic of South Sudan, and set up necessary institutions.
16 May 1983 was a date that our liberators started the war against the Khartoum regime. It was actually war of marginalization. South Sudan were marginalized by Sudan government, the old Sudan. It is actually a day that we are very happy as South Sudanese. We feel like we are liberated now. Now we have our country, South Sudan. We have our own government, and all structures of government are in place.
But Agwek says, though the war of liberation led to independence, many citizens are disappointed, especially as many believe the country's resources are benefiting only a few individuals.
There is a rampant corruption. It is often there's a corruption allegation made by the government official. It is one of the disappointments that I have ever seen. And second to that, the level of insecurity is very high. Seeing there are more rebellion yearly, like in 2013, there was a pale coup that happened, the same to 2017. So actually, we are disappointed for that war.
Another Juba resident, Kwang Majak Guy, says as much as the 40th Independence Day anniversary is significant for remembering those who died during the liberation struggle, the SPLM-SPLA has not lived up to the dream of its founders.
Why we celebrate this day is because actually we want to know actually how we support about this day, and we remember how we actually deal about our nation, how we liberate our nation. From the first day that Dr. John Graham went to the bush and fight for us, and we made it at a significant day that we know all about us. That is a very important day for us all to be remembered.
Victor Wani is a resident of Juba's Nyakrun residential area and a law student at the University of Juba. He says although South Sudanese have achieved their own country, under the SPLM-SPLA, the country is torn apart by tribalism.
Why? Because the expectation that they expect for them to live as South Sudanese is not there. So for example, nowadays, people are not happy, there is no salary, there is insecurity, there is hatred and all over. Because you are expecting that once we get this freedom, we are South Sudanese. So why are we still fighting?
In response to criticism, Lam Both, the SPLM Secretary General, told new members of the party on Friday that the party has development programs but cannot implement them while people are fighting the government.
We have an objective, we have a program for development. The only problem is us, because how do you implement a development program when people are fighting you? And those who are fighting are asking SPLM, why are you not developing the country? How do you develop a country and you are fighting me? Development and war, they don't go together.
There were no public celebrations of the 40th SPLM-SPLA anniversary in the capital, Juba. Army spokesperson Major General Lul Roy Kwong posted on his Facebook page, quote, "The SSPDF command would like to inform its rank and file, as well as the public, that there will be no official celebrations to mark the 40th anniversary of inception of the SPLA/SSPDF, end quote. For VOA News, I am Dimo Silva Aurelio in Juba.